we're all one, that life has a purpose, and that God is love. And once you accept all those ideas, that unifying synthesis is now something that within the next year is going to be disseminated throughout all of humanity and all time and all space. It's about getting past the isms of capitalism and communism and socialism and getting to the is of direct experience.
You think that's really going to happen, Sean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's not just going to happen. It has to happen. And it has to get to the point of where we have to stop thinking that we live on this planet and start understanding that we are this planet.
There's too much greed. There's too much hatred. There's too much evil.
And look at what's going on. I think what's happening now with all the greed and all the evil and everything that you're talking about, I very much see that whenever there is a massive increase in Christos or Christ or cosmic consciousness, you constantly have the bad guys who know just as much everything that I'm talking about, all about the cycles, all about the psychic stuff, all about the biorhythms of the planet. The bad guys know this 100 times better than I do, that they shock us into fear. They get us to hate. They try to divide and conquer us, whether or not it's through race or through religion or through philosophy or through politics. They attack and slander and smear the leaders of any new movement. They try to divide people and separate them, to shock them into fear, to close down the heart chakra. And remember, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And the whole point of leading up towards 2012 is humanity is like a golden arrow, and that golden arrow is being fit into the archer's bow of Sagittarius, if you will. And a bow can only leap forward, or an arrow can only leap forward, when tension and pressure is actually applied so that all of humanity goes back and back and back and back and back. And the greater the tension and the greater the pressure, the greed, the evil, what have you, that's placed upon us, the greater the quantum leap is, the further the arrow of humanity goes when that tension is released and we take that quantum leap forward. And it's not going to happen in a straight line. It happens in a wave. It doesn't happen A, B, and C. It happens in a quantum reality, if you will. And
okay, so, now in the break got us when you were talking about the polar shift of the North Pole, the magnetic pole,
right,
and that it was beginning to get closer. What does that mean?
Okay, so here are the facts. This is not theory. Anybody can look this up. If you take a look at what the military is most worried about, and this is what's interesting. This military report and the RAND Corporation and currently Hyderabad University at India, who are doing computer models on this, they have said, and let me give you the brief aspect of this, they have basically stated that true north and magnetic north are moving towards each other, that this started because of atomic testing. It's now been exacerbated by this massive hurricane, the Sumatran tsunami. The astronauts in the International Space Station said that they watched the entire planet shake like a bowl of jello when this tsunami struck. And what's going to happen, continuing to happen with the earthquakes and what have you, the reason the weather patterns are getting worse, and we're seeing now delta and gamma hurricanes, I think the record was 27 along the tropical depression.
We passed that up this year.
The 27, and it's going to get worse year after year after year, is this now leads up as true north and magnetic north. When they meet, when the RAND Corporation did these in the 60s, in 60% of the models that they ran, the north-south pole of the planet, the electromagnetic pole, mind you, not the whole planet flipping over, but the north-south magnetic poles of the planet shifted. And when that happened, it created massive weather phenomenon, winds of 500-700 miles an hour across the planet, and actually shifted the north-south poles. In 40% of their models, the entire planet flipped over on its side, with the North Pole resting somewhere in the middle of Saudi Arabia. Hyderabad University, running these same type of tests, is finding the same thing. Now, it's interesting because if you connect this to, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about this hour, the 13-day, the last Tun count of the Mayan calendar that began in 1999.
I'm saving the Mayans for next hour.
Okay, well, the 13 years, which is 7 Mayan days of day and night, that began on January 5th of 1999 and then ends, and there's two endings to this calendar, October 28th of 2011 and December 21st of 2012. There's a way to actually reconcile those two dates. And if you look in the pit of the Great Pyramid of Giza, in the pit, according to the time pyramid, when you go into what's called the Chamber of the Ordeal, and by the way, the pit underneath the Great Pyramid, the Chamber of the Ordeal was a water ordeal. The legend was that when an initiate went into the Chamber of the Ordeal, that it was blocked off behind the initiate, and then it was flooded with water from the Nile through the center part of the pit. And if the initiate panicked, he fell into the pit and or drowned. If he kept his senses, he found the highest place in the chamber and managed to survive, find a little air pocket, if you will, managed to survive, then the waters would recede, and he would continue on his initiation, going upwards into the pyramid towards the queen's chamber and towards the king's chamber. In the Chamber of the Ordeal, specifically a water ordeal, there is a pit, and that pit begins, there's a lip on the pit that if you understand the time coding, you stand up in the chamber approximately the year 1900. There's a number of pyramid inches, a very specific number of pyramid inches, 105, actually to be exact, pyramid inches from that door to the edge of this pit. There's a lip on the pit, a beveled space, that goes from approximately the fall of 2004, and we talked about it on this show, to the fall of 2005. After 2005, this year, after December, let's call it December 21st of this year, you are going to see a third of humanity, a large chunk of humanity, if you will, the third world, even, the pyramid has three paths in it, a first, second, and third world. The third world falling into a collective hole, a collective pit. And I believe that this is going to be due to economic factors, due to what's going on with oil, due to the avian bird flu that is going to affect much greater parts of the world, specifically Asia, before the United States. And this flu plague was something that I predicted all the way back in 1994.
So you think that flu is real?
Well, not only do I think it's real, but the thing, even though there was 127 cases that hit, today China announced that there were two cases where people
three.
Had died.
Three cases. Well, not that they died, but three cases.
Three cases of the bird flu. There have been rumors now, mind you, coming out of China that there were, not substantiated, but rumors that there was a town of some 600 people that was affected with this flu, that the Chinese went in and actually cleansed the entire town.